Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey, if a lot of your sales conversations end with something along the lines of, well, that sounds interesting, or we'll get back to you, or you know what, it sounds interesting, but we've got to think about this a little bit more. Well, let me float a theory as to why that's happening to you. You're probably not going deep enough in your sales conversations. And let me explain what I mean by that. See, it's human nature to want to be liked, to want people to have a good opinion of you, to want people to enjoy being in your company and to have a good time with you. And that's not a bad thing necessarily, but it's dangerous in a sales context. Because when you're the expert and the client's coming to you because they've got a problem that you can solve, the desire to be liked can very easily get in the way and sabotage the entire sales conversation. And here's why. See, buyers don't buy for the fun of it. They buy because they're experiencing some pain. Pain that's being inflicted upon them by the problem that you solve. So when they buy, they do so because they see you as the expert who can make their problem and their pain go away. So you're the cardiologist when they have blocked arteries and they're coming to you because they need help, they need to fix the problem. So the odds are already stacked in your favor as the expert in that conversation, but what happens quite often is your desire to be liked gets in the way of all of that. So what happens is you avoid talking about the pain, you avoid uncovering and acknowledging the pain that the buyer's experiencing, and you avoid steering the conversation in any way that might be uncomfortable to the buyer because you want them to like you. You want them to feel comfortable. And hopefully you see the problem with that, because if they don't see the pain and if they don't feel the pain, they're not going to buy. So here's the fix. And I wish I could take credit for this, but it came out of a podcast interview I finished with Peter Frumenti, who's a sales coach, sales mentor. And he said, the fix is replace the desire to be liked with a desire for respect. So when you're willing to have an uncomfortable conversation with a prospect about the pain that they're experiencing and what's required to make that pain go away, just like the doctor or the cardiologist who's upfront with you about things like surgery, lifestyle choices, and risks, you know, they may not like you for that in the moment. They may feel uncomfortable, but they will respect you for it ultimately. And that's what we want to do in our sales conversations. We want people to respect us, not necessarily to like us. So the number one thing that you can do to start having better sales conversations is to get comfortable with going to uncomfortable places in the conversation, because that's where the sale is made, and ultimately that's where value is created for the buyer. We talk about this at length, among other topics, in my podcast interview with Peter Frumenti on how to have authentic sales conversations. It's coming up in a few weeks on Forecast. If you're not subscribed, there's going to be links to subscribe to the show in the comments below. Go ahead and do that now, because you don't want to miss this one. Take care. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.